But yeah, so Ozzy's now doing this thing where he jumps through the tube. Okay, I'll tell you his map. Ready? It is jump onto my hamper, jump off my hamper because I have a netted hamper, jump through the tube, and then jump on top of the scratch bed that's like a cup. And then he does that on loop over and over again for a little bit.
That is
And
so funny.
if I dangle my toes off the bed, he'll come try to bite my toes in that loop.
I see kittens do that. I like to call it like a racetrack, where like they
Yeah.
find items that they can basically ricochet off of, and they just like run around in loops doing that. When Bean was little, he had his favorite things that he would run around and do that with. It was like the same route every time. And now, as an adult, he has the confidence to go crazy with any mixed route. Like, he'll jump on anything.
Oh my gosh.
He has his little zoomies in the middle of the night. That's what his favorite thing is to do, is to jump like from thing to thing to thing to thing, like really quickly. 'Cause
It's
he's crazy.
appreciated though. I did sleep with the door open last night to see if Ozzy would like explore the house. And then I woke up in the night and I felt warmth on my back and he was sitting behind me and I was like, "Okay, so you're not exploring the house. You are still choosing to sleep with me right now."
You don't know. You could have been asleep. How would you have known where he
Yeah,
gone?
he probably did. He also is tracking litter really bad. I came home today and there were just footprints everywhere of litter. So is he stepping his. Okay, he just got himself stuck in my hamper. Hold on. He has squeezed through the tiny hole for the handles and he's confused on how where he is and how he got here now.
You said this was not a part of my plan, actually.
He literally just fell through the handle hole and he was like, "Where am I?" So he won't come out though, so I've just given him access to my clean clothes, I guess. Okay, now he's just staring at me. Anyway, so it's obviously just you and me. As it should be, Virgo, Virgo, no, I'm kidding.
As it should be to have Virgo to Virgo intellectual conversation.
Can't help it. So, Caitlin and I finished Dueling the Phantoms. She said that you actually should have to finish it as well, on
Yeah.
your own time. Only 3 episodes if you decide to. I'd happily watch them with you if you'd like to, and watch the ending for the fifth time. But today I have something completely unrelated. If you would like to hit the share, join my shared screen when I click it correctly.
Where is it? Where is
When
it?
I when I when I when I click when I click it.
Yeah,
Sorry if I'm breathing weird, my nose is stuffed.
you sicky. Let's see what we got here. Shared screen, I'm watching. Oh my
I
God.
present you my fuck Mary kill of Genshin.
I knew it was gonna be related to Genshin. I just already knew.
Of course. Before
Okay.
we even get started, I really appreciate whoever made this list not putting the children on there, but there's one person who is basically a child.
Oh yeah, put that up there. Kale. Wait, is Nahida up there? I bet. I mean, Klee's up there. And Deonna. Both
Okay, then
children.
we'll get back to that. Let
Nahida
me we'll just
is a
put
child.
all the
Let's
children
kill
there in a
all the kids right
second.
now. Let's kill all the kids.
But let me finish my sales pitch. So yeah, this is my sales pitch, and I needed it to be more than just fuck, marry, kill. That wasn't enough, right? Because in my mind, there's probably a couple, but I wanted to add some juice to it. So I added toxic on again, off again, and then maybe I'd go on one date. I think that's valid, right?
Yeah.
There's a
Yeah,
lot of
that's
controversial characters in Genshin.
Yeah.
And I know that you and I are very good at our headcanons. So throughout this process, I would enjoy pitching me a sales pitch on why, or maybe if there's a good debate going on, you and I have to determine this ultimate tier list. And there might be people that we might disagree on, and we have to come to conclusions.
Okay.
Hold on, Ozzy's going to the bathroom, and I just need to watch him because he's been doing this thing where he just picks up litter and wipes it all over the wall.
Oh. Okay.
I'm trying not to question things that he does right now, so I think he's trying to find a spot to piss in. He also pees looking away from me. Like he's
He's
like ashamed. Okay,
ashamed.
I think he's peeing. Not moving, though.
Oh, wait, guess what, Maya?
Yes?
The nodes are actually shifting from Aries and Libra to Pisces and Virgo right now. I read it,
and I didn't want to speak up again. I was like, we already moved on from the conversation. I felt stupid, so I didn't mention it.
And so, because when we were talking about it, you made it sound like last year it had shifted. I was like, no, last year it was Aries and Libra. But right now, if that's what you meant, right now it is shifting to Pisces and Virgo. And I'm pretty sure the last time we spoke about the nodes shifting, we were like, damn, we still have a whole nother year of Aries and Libra, which really sucked because low-key, I don't have the best Aries or Libra houses. They're pretty boring. And I was like, nah, I need it to get moving.
Your third and ninth house?
It's my third and ninth house, and that's boring. That's boring, it's bro.
It's very useful. I don't know what you're talking about.
Is it useful?
Third communication house in higher education.
So what? I'm not even in school, and I already know how to talk. Done deal. I don't need any help with that.
I can't with you. Hold on a second. Ozzy, get out. He just licked some of the litter. Ozzy. Ozzy. Get out of there. Come here. Come here, baby. He's not supposed to eat this litter because it's bad, right?
Yeah, he could die. Why are you eating it? I've never had a cat try to eat it.
I can't tell if he was actually eating it, but his face was too close to it. Okay. So anyway, here we go. Sorry, I know he was trying to play, and I just pulled my hand away. So I present you my fuck, marry, kill of the Genshin characters. And my favorite thing about this tier list is they even have these motherfuckers.
Yeah, the Fatui, bro. Guess what? No. I don't know all their names, so we're just gonna give a little nicknameies for now.
Okay, so to all the OG Genshin listeners that actually know Genshin, I'm apologizing in advance for us not knowing names or pronouncing names wrong. We don't care that much. So,
right, they literally have all the children on here. Like, I can't with you, bro. Okay, can we start with killing all the children first? So let's go row by row. There's no children in the first row. In the second row, there's no children. Third row, we have Chi-Chi, killer. You know where Chi-Chi is. Come on. Right there. Wait, what's going on?
Sorry, I don't know. My mouse is being stupid. Okay, anyways. By children, we mean like the baby children models. There might be some like teenage models. And we're going to headcanon them as older than they are. For the entertainment factor, because otherwise we're nixing half the people, okay, guys?
Yeah, they're all like 22. Okay.
When they're Diona built like dead. Children, we're getting rid of them.
So Chi Chi dead. Diona dead. Klee dead. Okay. Wait, right next to Yoimiya. Go down to the left. Left, left. All right, see Yoimiya? That's child.
Oh, I didn't even notice that child.
That child sucks. We also have. Yes, that kid from Sumeru, don't remember, they're weird.
Technically an adult.
I know, I don't like that either. Then we have Nahida. Sorry, Nahida, you're a child at the end of the day. I don't like you like that.
But really quick. The adult version of Nahida would go under fuck.
Because she's literally beautiful.
Yeah.
Okay. Now you have Yao Yao, which is next to Al Haytham. Docs her, she's a child. You know, can we just dox a Bennett because he looks like a little boy?
Yeah.
And then there's his Kmart version, which is the ice kid. You know what I'm talking about. Dox him. And then there's that little kid from Sumeru. Her name's Kachina. And then there should be Suijin by Cloran. She's a child. Suijin or whatever. Kill her. Yup. Okay.
Okay, that looks about like everyone.
All the children. Okay. So, do you want to start from top left? Because if we do it that way, we're starting from.
No, I actually want to start. So, I might need your help with this. With Mondstadt.
Well, actually, they are in order of Mondstadt characters besides Venti. So after child, if you see Jean up there, top right. And you continue going, like, from left to right, we run into all the Mondstadt characters.
Cool. First. So then, actually, let's start with the twins.
All right.
Okay, let's start with the main girl, because, you know, even though the boy is technically the main character, we got the girl here.
Low-key, Lumine is very pretty. Like, she has that star aesthetic to her, but I don't want to marry her. There's nothing about her personality to me that makes me want to marry her, so I would only go on a date with her.
You know, I agree. I have no interest in her. You know, I play as the boy.
So, what's your opinion about the boy? What are you going to do about the boy?
If I'm headcanning that he's a grown adult.
Fuck. You know, it's his aura.
It's his aura, his vibes. Like, I really appreciate his style. I feel like if I saw him on the street, I'd be like, damn, who the fuck is that?
What's funny is, in the Genshin community, from what I've noticed, is I've seen tons of things about Lumine, like, romantically, like, romantic stories of people yearning over her, because so many of the characters yearn over her. But I've seen tons of, like, horny-ass content about Aether. So the fact that I said, you know, I would have married Lumine if she just was a little less boring, that's why I'm only going on a date with her. But the fact that you put Aether in the fuck zone, like, there's so much art of him fucking other characters, because I think people like his vibe.
It is his vibe. Like, she just feels very calm, petite girl, and he just, like, gives off this, like, strong boy presence.
That's misogynist.
It is. I'm just saying.
Thank you, Aether, for being the androgynous person that you are. We really like you. Next, we have
Jean.
Yeah,
that also really helps the vibes, you know. Okay, Jean.
I think she'd make a wonderful wife.
I think she'd make a wonderful wife as well. I think by marrying her, I get access to all of these things. And she would do everything I ask of her.
She would respect me. She'd never leave me, never cheat on me. I think she'd make a wonderful wife.
Yeah, I agree.
Not much else to say about her. She's a straight line, you know what I'm saying?
She is. The real question is does she like women?
In this headcanon, all of these characters have to be able to like either.
Got it. Okay.
Lisa. Not gonna lie, I think I'd have a toxic relationship with Lisa.
I'm so glad that you and I think the same. Because I was like, should I tell Kinsey that I wouldn't want to marry her?
I wouldn't want to marry Lisa. She just gives off, like, exciting night vibes. But, like, I just feel like I don't see you building a life with her.
I don't even think it'd be necessarily toxic, like, bad toxic. It would just be, like, I shouldn't go back, but, like, Lisa's calling my name. Like, it's like when I visit Mondstadt, I know where Lisa's at.
Like, she's hot, you know, we probably fuck really well and have a good time. But, like, if I'm not that interested in you, like, deeply on a soul level, then I shouldn't marry you, you know?
Yeah.
And it's toxic because I keep having sex with you when I should leave you alone.
Yeah, exactly.
And, you know, she has commitment issues. She don't even care. She's like, you know, I have, like, 5 other boyfriends and 5 other girlfriends. So whatever you want to do, bro,
like,
you know?
Why I need one girlfriend when I have 5 situationships?
Exactly.
Okay, so, next.
Amber. Man, kill that bitch, bro.
I hate to do it to the people who like Amber. Gotta kill her, man. I got to. I'm sorry. I really don't care for her. The only thing she had potential is, like, her fit. But then I'm like, I just don't like you.
I think she gives off a very, very, very young personality, and I don't find her personally interesting, where I couldn't even go on a date with her out of charity. Like, I'd be
bored.
Imagine
you're, like, getting it on with Amber, and she's like, I'm gonna be the best ever. I'm gonna be the first ever knight. Whatever the fuck she says. She always talks like that, with that character.
We're already in the Natlin arc, so I don't want to hear nothing about you being the best ever. Get out of here.
You're just in bed with Amber, and she's like, I'm going to be the best ever. And you're like, shut up. Move over. There's
Get
other
your
people
goofy
out
ass
there.
Out of here.
That's how I would feel.
Noelle.
Okay. I got no opinion about Noelle. I'm going to be honest. I think I could go on a date with her, though.
That's what I said. That's what I was thinking in my brain. Because
cut out on my end.
Oh, no. I didn't say anything I was listening to. Oh. But in my mind, I was like, yeah, I'd go on a date with, like, Noelle, she seems sweet, just like Lumine, where I'd be like, let me let her down, like, gently, you know, kind of thing. And, like, I don't think she's the coolest outfit in the game, but I do think her like visual design is like kind of okay. Like it's better than Amber. So like going on a date with her, like I'd be like, yeah, it's not gonna work out, but you're a nice person, you know?
Yeah.
I think she deserves a date. She's very nice. Barbara, dude, I think I'd marry Barbara.
Really?
Wait, hold on, back up. Barbara is giving really like young vibe.
I was gonna pitch that we add a tier that is like wouldn't be interested, because Barbara wouldn't be interested.
See, I was thinking if we didn't have that tier, then I was like, I can't kill you, Barbara. I don't hate you that much.
You can't kill her. Yeah.
I guess I'll go on a date with you, even though I don't even want to. Like, I would go on a date with Lumine and Noelle, but at first I was lumping Barbara with Jean. I was like, oh, you guys get off the same vibe. And I was like, wait, no, you don't, actually.
I got you. We're going to.
I love how you made red the color fuck and you made kill the color green, which are completely opposite, like positive and negative colors.
It's the normal like tier list colors.
Oh, also, for you said wants nothing to do with me, you should say it wants nothing to do with them. There you go. Yeah, I put Barbara up in there.
Thank you. Just because, like, she's got other things going on. She's, like, she's a woman of the church.
She just gives young vibes, and I just think I kind of, like, put her in with Jean for a second.
Moving on. Can we address these? I don't even know this girl.
Okay, she is a random girl that was, like, a limited event. She's not even in, like, the Genshin original lore.
Can we kill her?
Yeah, just kill her, because we don't know nothing about her. Like, I've read a little bit about her. But she has to do with a character in a real show. And I just have no desire for her. For all our listeners, our Genshin listeners, it's the redhead archer chick. I don't even know what show she's from. But she looks like a Viking. She looked like a Viking. All right. Are we talking about Child now or what?
Technically, he's not monastic.
Okay, fine. We'll wait. I'm going to lump him into Liyue, though, because that's when we really get to know him. Okay, Sucrose. Sucrose gives off such young vibes to me. I think she's so cute. But she's kind of giving me Barbara vibes. Like, I'm like, I just don't really want anything to do with you.
You know what? I was going to say go on a date for a second, but then, like, felt like I was imagining myself on a date with Sucrose, and I imagined what we would talk about, which consists of nothing that I would enjoy.
Well, she kind of gives off little sister vibes. Like, Noelle to me seems like a young lady, and I know we, like, canonly made them all, like, older, but just their personalities can still, like, turn you off. Like, Barbara. Barbara's a child, yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, Sucrose to me gives off very young, like, personality vibes, so I don't think I'd have anything to talk with her. So I don't. You're cute, but that's about it.
I'm trusting your word because I actually haven't had any encounters with her in the game yet.
She like literally passes out making a sentence if she speaks to
someone. I just feel like if I went on a date with her, it would be like when you're on a date with someone who's like autistically like just found a new hyperfixation and that's all they talk about. You know what I mean?
For them, because I'm autistic, but like also
it's like no, but it's like if you found a new hyperfixation today, Kinsey, right? Like today you found a new show, you would talk about it to a different level because it was a brand new hyperfixation, and I don't think I would want to do that on a date.
Oh yeah, not on a date. Like you're trying to get to know someone.
Yeah, but I imagine Sucrose would do that to me. She'd be like, "Let me tell you about this new science thing I discovered today."
Yeah, I could see it because that's where like. She's probably only confident talking about things like that. Mm-hmm. But, like, yeah, anyway. Sorry, Sucrose. Like, I don't want anything to do with you. Fischl.
Kill.
Fischl, bro. I feel bad because I feel like most of the Mondstadt characters I'm going to put in this area of... Did you just kill her without saying anything?
I said kill, but you can fish talk and I can move her back.
Oh, I didn't even hear you. Like, I don't know if the audio cut out. I was trying to be nice and say that I wanted nothing to do with her, as in, like, you know, I don't want to go on a date with you or anything. You just straight up killed the bitch. Like,
she's too delusional for me.
And I agree. I just didn't.
We go on a date and she's like, I'm the queen.
She starts speaking some delusional, like, religious shit, and you're like, yeah, I can't do this, actually. Yeah. I think that makes sense. I agree. Killer. All right, Mona.
Give me 1 second. I have to take Ozzy downstairs. My sister is yelling for hogging him.
Oh, my goodness.
I just brought him up here because I was like, I'm recording and they're eating. I didn't want him to be in their face.
Maya's leaving me, so I'm here to speak by myself. I promise it'll get more juicy when we start talking about characters we like. Because so far, we don't like a lot of them. Why are there so many children in this game? My God. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. 11 children. Two of them being Mondstadt. How many kids we got from Liyue? 2 kids from Liyue. 1 from Sumeru. 1 from Inazuma. Right? Yeah. And then...
Man, what are you talking about?
I'm talking to myself. I was talking about how many children there were in this game and how ridiculous that is. And I was like,
honestly, less than I thought there was.
We got 2 kids from Liyue, 2 kids from Mondstadt, 1 from Inazuma, 1 from Sumeru, 1 from Fontaine, and 1 from Natlin. And I'm just like, can we chill on the whole children, please?
Yeah.
But anyways, back to the game.
We're at Mona.
All right. I like Mona, personally. Now, she has no money, and she seems really irresponsible, so I don't think I'd marry her, but I think I'd have a toxic relationship with her.
You see, I was leaning towards toxic on-again relationship. Based on her aesthetics and vibes alone, right? But then, I thought about Mona as a person. The real Mona, not just the vibes that Mona gives, not just the people that headcan her based on the fact that she has no clothes. And then I thought to myself, I don't think I'd want to do it again.
Oh, you're right. I think I'd have to just do it once. And then I'd be like, I don't really like you.
Like, I feel like if presented the opportunity, I'd have to, like, just once. But then I would hear her complain about something, like, one too many times. We'd be in the bed and she'd be telling me that we're fucking compatible. And I'd be like, you don't even know we're not.
So, for the fuck line, we have to state if it's a one-time fuck or if it's, like, I want to continuously have sex with them.
Oh, yeah. She's a one-timer.
You one-timer.
I'm sorry. It's like she has the potential, but the more you get to know her in the game, it's like...
She is so annoying. Know.
Yeah.
Yeah, sorry. Girl. I don't have a lot to say about you because I don't really like you. Now we have Kaya. A man that had so much potential, in my opinion, and just, like, threw it all away. And I know the Kaya stands are going to come after me, and I love you guys.
They're going to come after us.
I'm really sorry, because this is just for funsies for me. Like, I don't actually, like, hate these characters in real time. But I just don't really like Kaya. But I love people who love Kaya, because they're very cool people. So there's a lot of cool art on Kaya, because his character design really isn't that bad. That's why I'm saying that there was more potential for him that I just feel like was wasted.
Yeah, I agree.
I think his voice is not sultry enough for me for what his vibe is supposed to be. You know, like, I wanted him to be this sexy ass, bisexual ass man who can charm and flirt any person, like, in the entire game and me, you know? But I just don't get those vibes from him. Some of his voice lines are okay. I just think it could be better.
See, so this is where I'm torn. When you asked me where to put Kaya, had you asked me before I played the game, or right when I started playing the game, I probably would have said, marry or go on a date with Kaya. Now I'm leaning towards I want nothing to do with him.
Oh yeah, in the grand scheme of the game now, I'm like, I just don't want anything to do with you. There's so many more updates.
It's really heartbreaking because he has so much potential to be go on a date material. Like, it's really only like, it's the Virgo ick, right? Like, if I never got the immediate ick, I probably would have went on a date with him. If I just saw him, I was walking through Mondstadt, I was like, what's up, guys? Where's the chapel? And then I saw him. I'd be like, ooh, I'd go on a date with him. He looks cute.
Yeah.
Now I know too much.
Yeah. And now I know too much. Can you scroll down a little bit so I can see the characters? Because I do know that that girl with the dark red hair who's like emo looking, she is from Mondstadt and she's not in order. So we should grab her next. Yeah. And so is Eula as well. Can you put Eula in the line? Let me see if there's anybody else that they're missing.
Is this Eula?
That is Eula. And then also Ventique is considered obviously Mondstadt, so just put him in the line as well.
Aren't these all Mondstadt people right here? Oh no, they're not. That's weird.
Yeah.
I'll put him right after DeLuke.
All
right. Razor Mondstadt?
Yes, he is. So we have, I forget her name. It starts with an R.
It's a Rose.
Is it Rosalina?
No, Rosario. I knew it wasn't right. I just knew autocorrect wasn't going to help me if I didn't know what I was trying to spell.
Yeah. Fuck, bro. Put her up there.
Fuck.
She has fishnets, dude. And she's emo.
Let me look at her character design again.
She has two outfits, by the way. One has fishnets and one doesn't. Wow, Mariah's making a decision right now. Her other outfit, like, covers everything, which is really nice. I like how that's an option.
What do I type to find it?
Find what?
Skin. Sorry.
There you go. Those are your two options, man. That's it.
Oh, I didn't see enough difference at first, so I was like, what are you talking about? Yeah, I'll put in fuck. Like, I don't think she fits any of the other options.
That's what I'm saying. She doesn't fit any other options. It's just for the emo vibe, though, for me.
And you know what? I think I would do it more than once. I feel like if she came to me, she's got a very sultry voice.
She does. She does. She would captivate me for sure. She'd do better than Mona. Absolutely.
She would 100%. Like, it's like, this is giving, like, what's that saying? Same person, different, but, like, you know what I mean?
Same person, different font?
Yeah. But, like, the opposite. Same font, different person. Never mind. Ignore me.
All right. DeLuke.
Okay, you tell me your opinion, because I feel like we have different opinions here.
We have different opinions, and I hate you for it. Did they mess up his 3D model? Yes. But DeLuke's energy? Bro? I'm gonna marry him! Do you know how much good art there is of DeLuke? Like, I'm sorry that they ruined his 3D model, but look, you look at his art, and he's so attractive. He's giving emo man who hates everybody, but when he loves somebody, he's crazy about them. Like,
so like, I like, do you know where I would put him?
I think if you knew DeLuke for his personality, that you would marry him. I love him.
I'll budge on DeLuke to put him in Mary, because you're right. I think if I got to know him, I wouldn't mind the whole Mary thing.
He's like Gene, like, he's devoted.
My immediate reaction, though,
go on a date.
Fuck, and I'm and more than once.
I thought you were gonna say go on a date, and you said put him in fuck and more than once.
I just don't see him as the type to want to settle down. But I see him as, like, I'm calling him up. Like, we're not an item, but we're an item. Like, everyone in town knows we're an item. But, like, I'm not taken.
Mariah, first of all, he gives off completely other vibes. Very devoted. Like, he doesn't even like people. I don't think he'd ever have, like, one night stands or even a consistent.
No, we're together. It's just in the privacy of our own place.
Yeah, okay. Okay, like, Ron.
I'm allowed to be with other people, but he only with me.
Oh yeah, I totally get that for sure. All right, what about Eula, Ron?
I have no thoughts, head empty about Eula. I could kill her for all I care.
I'm gonna think about this, man.
Hold on, let me look up some other art of her.
See, she got nice thoughts. Is a U E O E U L A? I think you're right, actually. I'm sorry. EULA. She's got nice thighs, so I think you're going to like that.
Oh, I do remember her now.
You said, oh, I do remember her now. She's kind of like
I would have a talk on again and off again with her.
Yeah, I was about to say, I was like, Mariah, I think even though you don't know this girl, her personality bland, I think visually she's what you find attractive. Not your favorite, right? She's not no Shen He, but she's definitely like, yeah. On again, off again, I'll just say for her looks, I don't think she's ugly. I just don't particularly like her.
Yeah, like she just like she's not pulling you in enough to like really have a committed relationship, so you're just kind of like messing around with her.
Yeah. Razor, just kill him, please.
I'm okay with that. He's a
All the reasons.
furry, and if you know the podcast, you know I bash on furries for fun.
But we do support them, but we do make jokes. Anyways, except I did see some recent art of Razor from like the Genshin art account. Well, the Genshin account where he had his hood down and you got to see the back of his hair and he looked so cute. And I was like, what the heck is wrong with me? Like, I've never liked Razor until this moment. Say
He
back
probably
of
barked at
hair.
you in the bed.
Say back of hair. I don't want him to bark at me, bro.
He can't even speak proper English.
It should be a new art.
What is this?
I don't know what that is. I don't like that.
I'll just go to Genshin's Twitter account.
Oh,
I got
yeah,
you, bro.
do you think it'll be on Twitter or do you check the Instagram?
They posted on both.
All right, we'll go to that. Scroll down. Look.
You know why? It's giving Link.
It is giving Link. They completely changed the vibe when they did that. So like, I actually have to change my opinion of Hoodless Razor. I think he looks really
You
cute.
said if he doesn't have a hood, we'd go on a date.
Yeah. But we can leave him in the kill pile if you want to, because at the end of the
Yeah.
day, he would bark in bed. I don't like that. All
He would.
right, Venti. The
I'd
kill box.
kill him. I'm
Kill him.
sorry, Mitzi. Like, I can't even try to fathom in any other spot.
Me either. He definitely is giving child, and I don't like it.
Like, even if I picture him, like, okay, he's not a child. Let me imagine that he's an adult, and I'm just looking at personality. It's like, what's the point?
I'm taking him seriously. I don't want nothing to do with him.
Yeah, exactly, Mister. I'm all about freedom. See, he'd fuck on. He would literally cheat on me. He'd be like, "I'm all about freedom. I'm not tied down."
He can't even tell me where my fucking brother is. I'm over him. Anyways. Ning Wong. Mary. Put her in the Mary pile.
I'd marry Ning Guang, I think. I think she'd be a good wife.
She's
Well, would
finance.
I be 100? Would I personally be 100% satisfied? I don't know.
You know, I think there's other people I like in the Genshin universe. So if I were to marry Ning Wong, no, I wouldn't be 100% happy. But when I first started this game, before I understood how much I was in love with Raiden Shogun, I would have married Ning Wong and been happy for the rest of my life.
You said
I'd have
if
been
I
happy.
didn't know what the world had to offer me.
Yeah. My life when I met Ning Wong in the story, because I didn't know she existed when I played this game, I was like, this woman is so beautiful. Like, this is great. This is as good as it gets. And then I met Raiden Shogun. But anyways,
Fair. Fair, I support it.
devoted, good wife. I think that's all I have to say about her.
Okay, this next one, round of applause, everyone, for me. Round
Wow.
of applause for Beidou.
What are you doing with this one?
And this is 100% toxic on again, off again. And I love every minute of it. I love the chase.
You said I can't get enough of it. I'll let her lead me on for the rest of my
I'll
life.
watch her leave. I'll watch her leave every time. And I chase her down again every time.
Oh my God.
Shamefully.
It's so bad, down bad for Beidou. Like, it's insane. It's
It
still to
has to
this day,
be.
bro.
Because her
What?
story, like her character itself, her character ain't even like that top tier. There's just
No, but
something about her that like I just can't get enough of.
her visuals are cool. Her visuals are cool.
Maybe I just want a girl who's a little mean to me.
That's exactly what you want. Ning Guang's mean too, though.
Yeah, but she's like proper mean, like Virgo
You
mean. I
want
want
a
like
pirate. You want someone to like disgrace you.
Ah,
It's
can't
too
help
close to
it.
home. Ka-ching. What do you think about ka-ching? First, what would you do with ka-ching?
What did you say? I'm sorry.
I want to hear what you'd have with ka-ching first.
I love ka-ching. I would be in a very committed relationship with her. I don't know if I would marry her.
Wait, what? Why? Give me a reason.
I don't know if we're, like, compatible enough. I feel like the Virgo and Virgo would not enjoy.
Do you want to hear some shallow-ass shit right now? I have not even been thinking about personality-wise if I'm committed to them. I've been thinking about how beautiful I think they are. So, like, when I think about ka-ching, I'm like,
that's fine, that's fine.
Like, you're my wife and you're mine forever. But then I think about, if I married her, would we get along? Probably not. We would not get along. I think she's beautiful, but we would not have that much mentally stimulating conversation. She'd probably yell at me a lot.
Imagine ka-ching yelling at you, Kinsey. You'd be so sad.
I would not be digging it like Beidou. Like, I'd be sad. I'd be like, I'd let her down, you know?
Yeah.
I'd marry her, but... Because when I hear the go on one date, it sounds like I'm, like, forcing myself when I clearly wouldn't with ka-ching. So I'd say toxic on again, off again for me because we aren't compatible, but I'm in love with her.
I'll give you toxic on again, off again because, like, that has a wide variety. Like Beidou and I are, like, fucking on and off again. Maybe me and ka-ching just got a little fling here and there.
Yeah, more so, like, ka-ching and I keep trying to make it work and we're just not compatible and we don't know how to let it go kind of thing, you know?
I got you. That makes sense. Like, no, you're like trying really hard to make this relationship work. And you're like, if we just sat down and talked about it, we would come to the conclusion that we don't have compatibility at all. Yep. I'm not ready. Like, it hurts too much to let you go right now.
Yep. Child. We already know where this one goes. I love how he landed in the Mary pile first. And then went to the toxic on again, off again, because he's who you wanted to marry. He's who you wanted to work out with, but it's not destined.
So much potential, Kinsey. This character could be so much.
This character has, like, the biggest turnaround for me, where at first I didn't get the vibe, I didn't understand, and honestly, when he comes on the screen now, I catch my breath. Like, that's embarrassing. But, like,
run me by, when you first see him in Mostat, or not Mostat, when you first saw him in Leeway, where would he have gone? If this was 2 years ago.
What do you mean, where would he have gone?
In this chart.
Fuck.
And when you first saw him?
He had an aura to him, man. I was like, I don't know.
Yeah, you're right. When he first swooped through that window.
I was like, you at least know how to fuck. I'd do it once.
Yeah, that's valid. Okay.
Like, that's what it would be. But because now I know.
I forgot his introduction scene was really hot.
Yeah, now I understand why the child fans yearn over him. Like, I'd be on again, off again with him.
I'm honestly just having faith that by the end of this game, like, he has the turnaround to give me what I want.
I'm excited. I want to see him. If he does the turnaround, then he ends up becoming your actual husband, and you and all hate them decide that you're just too intellectually on the same page and that, you know, there has to be chemistry in a relationship and you guys are just, you know, basically on the same level and there's no chemistry
The reason, we'll talk more, but the reason why All Haven and I wouldn't work would be because we're too much earth. Like, I need the fire to even me out, basically.
You need a psycho. You need a little bit of a psycho. Because you're so stable. And All Haven, he ain't no psycho, man. You know he go to bed at 9.
The spark would be gone too quick.
Yeah, you'd be like, oh, he's hot. I guess look at a beautiful masterpiece of a man every day. But you know why he does so well with Kame? Because Kame's got no earth in him and he's crazy.
True.
Exactly. Moving on, what do you think about Zhongling?
I think I would love to go on a date with her.
That is so interesting. We can keep her there. When I see Zhongling, or Zhongling, however you say it, I see her as just a friend, so I'm like, I don't want anything to do with you. Like, just cook me a meal, man. That's how I view her.
Cook me a meal? I just feel like if I saw her, if I was walking through Liyue, and I saw her.
She's beautiful. I love her design.
Pretty. And I would go on at least one date with her.
And the date
would probably be her cooking me dinner.
Yeah. She's just, like, so friendly sweet to me. I can't even see dating that bitch, you know?
Isn't Kaylin, like, in love with her?
Yeah, Kaylin loves her character. She's like, she's my chef in my house. I'm like best friends with her. Like, she's totally giving off Kaylin best friend vibes.
Yeah. Supportive. But
Sorry, Jonglin. What do you think about my boy Chung Yun?
I think I would go on a date with him.
What? You know, I'm not crazy about him, like, you know, Zhongli or I'll Hate Them or whatever the fuck, but I love him. Like, if they made an adult version of him, I'd marry him. I love him.
I thought about putting him in marriage. I was like, I think that he is a nice, stable man. But then I was I don't know for sure.
And I got
I can put him in marriage.
What?
I could put him in marriage.
Yeah, I could see. I just think he looks like a wonderful, devoted partner who's interesting, who I wouldn't get bored of. Like I just, I don't know. He's also giving me Longa vibes, which is why I like him, too. So,
you know what you would love about him? The days when he's, like, quiet and you would just be so intrigued. Because he gives, like, this slight mysteriousness where it's not, like, a toxic mystery. Just, like, enough for you to be, like, intrigued to ask questions.
Like, Longa. Longa ain't toxic, but he's quiet, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, you are correct. I've never compared him to Longa before, but I can see it.
Well, I didn't know about Longa, I think, when I started playing the game. So I didn't think about that when I first... He was part of my
first... Yes, you did watch Longa when you lived with... We watched Skate when you lived with Kaylin.
Yeah, but... Oh, wait, you're right. I guess I played this game afterwards. But anyways, Chung Yun was, like, my third four-star, and he was a part of my team.
Mm-hmm.
And he was so awesome as an ice character. I was so lucky to get, like, such a good ice character. I think he's the best four-star ice character, in my opinion. At least from when I had started. I don't know if there's... Like, now we have that guy from Fontaine, the guy you like that you want to be. And then we also have Charlotte. So we didn't have those when I started, and I think Chung Yun was the best one at the time for four stars.
Mm-hmm.
For ice four stars. But, yeah, I love him. I have nothing else to say about him. He's great. So I never know how to say this guy's name, and I think the name I give him is kind of offensive, so maybe we should come up with something else. Yeah, I mean, you're silly. Why did he come up as the first option?
that nickname is for the private people only.
I don't know how to say his name. It's awesome. I'm just like white as hell. Like pronunciation. It is.
Bruh, can you guys just break it down to me? See it right here.
So it's like Xingqiu? 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 Xingqiu. Okay, let's just call him Xingqiu.
The water guy with the bob and the sword.
With the bob! Apparently he's like god tier, and I don't know anything about him because I refuse to play as him. I like his playstyle, but when it comes to dating, bro, I want nothing to do with him, bro.
Nothing. I don't want to kill him. Just nothing to do with him.
Yeah, I respect him. Like, looks too gross. I respect her. I'm not going to kill her, right?
Yeah.
That's all I have to say about him. I want nothing to do with you. I'm not attracted to you. Goodbye. Yeah. Zhongli.
I'd marry him.
Marry him, dude. And I'd fuck
him. I'm going to be honest. Don't know if I would be 100% happy with him, but I would marry him.
I'd be so happy. I would, like, it's hard because I'd be so happy with Raiden, and I'd be so happy with Zhongli. So if I had to choose a man, it'd be Zhongli. If I had to choose a woman, it'd be Raiden. Like, I just like Zhongli.
Because he likes the person with power.
He's got power. I respect him. He's kind. He's patient. He loves his people. I think he's the best Archon when it comes to his people, in my opinion. You know, I think he's loved them the most out of all of his people. So I think that's an amazing father figure. That's someone I want to have children with, you know? Like, yeah, I love
him. Someone I want to have children with?
And he's hot?
I'm here for it.
I don't like his rat tail, but I'll look past it.
You might cut it off in the night, but...
Cut it off in the sleep, bro.
Okay.
I don't know this dude. What?
I don't know how to pronounce her name.
I just call her Country Girl. Let's just call her Country Girl, man.
Yeah, because I don't know what the fuck. Anyway, I'm going to be honest with you. I might be very biased. I might be very scarred. I'd kill her.
Other simply because I think her character development is like really boring and I don't like it.
Yeah,
and
like I'm sorry, I have no interest in even looking at you anymore.
No, it's not her fault. I'm not killing you, girl, because it's your fault. I'm killing you because the developers should have made you cooler. That's why I'm killing you. Sorry, you know, no blame on you, man. Oh dang, we literally forgot about Albedo. He is from Mondstadt. We already started in Liyue. Albedo, I'm sorry. I don't care about. I don't get the hype with him. I'm not into him. I just want nothing to do with him, but he's smart. I won't kill him.
Yeah, I do appreciate his... I think I like his hair design in the game when he fights, but that's it. That's all in my opinion.
Threw away a cool hair design for sure, because his hair is cool. But I just don't like him.
Yeah. Next.
Ganyu. You know, I'd go on a date with her, but I don't even want to marry her, bro.
Yeah, I agree. I don't think she's worth more than a date.
She's got that sweet vibe. Look, Lumin, Noelle, Xiangling, and Ganyu, like, I love y'all. Y'all are great, but, like, we're not going to work out, man.
We're just not.
You're cute, but I don't know.
Okay, Zhao.
Bro, put in the fuck.
Really?
I think he's so hot. And if you got to read the letters that he sends to Lumin, he is yearning so bad for her in these letters, bro. Like,
I think I would have dropped him off and go on a date. But actually, never mind. I just remembered his individual story.
He's so hot. He's so troubled. It's like my exact type, you know? And he's like a secret softie, so I like him.
Next.
Hu Tao. Bro, I want nothing to do with you, Hu Tao. I'm not even going to go on a date with you. You're so annoying. I won't kill you, but like...
Yeah. She's talking to ghosts, bro. Leave her alone.
Bro, Yanfei? I want nothing to do with that girl. She's giving off little sister vibes. And
she's a lawyer, and she probably wouldn't like me. She's probably racist.
Know it all. I cannot deal with her. Let's see. Are there any more Liyue people before we keep moving? I don't think so. I think that's it. That's it for Liyue. Wait, cool. Gaming. Gaming down at the bottom. He's from Liyue.
Oh, he is technically Liyue. Okay.
Him. What are you saying, bro? What are you saying for Gaming?
I'm having mixed emotions right now.
He's more of a friend to you. I don't think you're into him. I think you want to be him.
Yeah, so I have to put him in once, nothing to do with him.
But not in from a negative place, Gaming. It's really like... We want to be you. We like
I think in another life, if Gaming was a grown adult, I'd go on a date with him. But right now, where he stands, I want nothing to do with him.
Yeah, his personality is too young. If they develop his personality and he gets a little bit hotter, more mature, like, not like, physically.
The skater type is my type, and he gives off skater boy vibes. But he is too young.
His attitude is just like middle school vibes. Yeah. I don't like it. All right.
What about?
Oh, wait. She is from Liyue. A cloud retainer. Bro, I would not marry her, but I'd fuck her, man.
Yeah, I think I'd fuck her.
Oh, she's
just once, though.
Just once, though. It wouldn't be toxic on and off again, because, honestly, she might have, like, this was almost a roast to you, never mind. She might have, like, prominent Virgo placements. I feel like she's going to get nervous during sex, and then I'm going to realize that, like, it's not long-term, you know?
Okay, anyway, no. True.
Wait, we forgot two more. Shenhe and the girl right next to her.
Okay, this girl, I want nothing to do with her. Don't even know her name.
I think they're better. People should know by the end who we're talking about. Shenhe, where are you going to put her?
I'm marrying her in a heartbeat, 100%. Spending the rest of my days with her.
Samaria, who are you going to marry? Shenhe, Alhazem, or Child? And she literally starts nervous sweating, bro. She does not know who to choose. Between the three of them.
Where am I right now? I can confidently kind of boot Child to the side. But when you ask me between Shenhe and Alhazem, I really don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Can't a girl be bisexual in peace?
True, though. Beautiful. And her personality is so kind and she's so protective. So that's why I would marry her, you know?
Exactly. I just feel like life would be, like, easy with her.
Yup. She brings a peace, bro. She brings a peace.
Okay, who the hell is this again?
We forgot Yelaine. She's also from Liyue. I'm sorry. Bro, I'd fuck Yelaine.
I'd fuck Yelaine in a heartbeat, bro. That bob and everything.
Yep, she's Unlike Venti, wait, who was the person you made fun of? Shincho. Unlike him, yeah. She rocked the bob. She yep. rocked.
She enough knew what said. She was doing.
I have to say about her. She would be good. I'd probably fuck her again, bro. All 100%. Right. Now into Inazuma. We have Kazuha. Bro, he's so lovely. I'd marry him.
Marry.
He seems devoted. He seems like somebody. Okay. Imagine him, obviously, like we've been saying with all these characters, looks more of like an adult, has more of an adult face, like child, Zhongli, stuff like that. He's mm-hmm. kind. He's loving. He's devoted. He, you know, protects the people he loves. And he's attractive. He has a cool red streak in his hair.
You know, I do love a good red streak in the hair.
And to me, he gives off the exact same vibes as Aether, but as an air character. So I could marry him.
Okay, that is true. That is true. Up next.
I would marry her, dude. Now, would I be fulfilled?
I couldn't do the disrespect of fucking her. It would have to be a marriage.
I have to marry her and treat her right and give her, like, you know, security and stuff. Like, she's a lovely yeah. lady. And she's
like,
she's
I would take care of her. Like, when we were talking about Jean and DeLuca, and I'd be like, they'd take care of me. Like, I would take care of her.
When I first started playing the game, for some reason, I didn't think Ayaka was that pretty. And then when I really started seeing, like, different scenes of her in different angles, I was like, wait, you're like a little doll. Like, you're beautiful. And you have very low contrast colors, but they kind of feel like snow to me. And it's funny because she's an ice character. But she looks like a little snow doll. I think she's beautiful. Yoimiya, man. What would you say?
Fuck her.
I'd fuck her, bro, but I can't stand her personality. It'd be one time.
One time. It would be one time. You're correct.
Awesome hair. Very pretty lady, but, like, she's annoying. I can't even have a toxic relationship with her.
Oh, you're right. It would just, that's it.
It'd be over.
It's just not my type. It's just not my type, sorry.
Hey.
Raiden Shogun.
What would you do? I already know where mine would go.
I'd have a toxic on again, off again, but I will budge to marry.
I'd be wanting to marry her, and she'd be avoiding me. That's what would happen. I mean, Raiden, we're meant to be married. She'd be like, no, we're not. Leave me alone. I hate myself. And I'd be like, yeah. I love
And this would also be an enjoyable toxic on and off again. Like, every time she'd come back to me, I'd, like, be on my hands and knees. I'd be like, sorry.
The way you described me, though, is how I feel about Raiden. I'm like, you spit on me, you do whatever you want to me. Just be around me.
Yes.
Gracie is your president.
I don't know the next person's name.
I forget her name. Kujosara, actually. I kill her. I want nothing to do with her. Yeah, I think she's so boring.
I don't know her at all, so I support killing her.
Yay! We killed
Yay!
Her. Alright, what are we doing with Sangonomiya Kokomi?
Okay, well, we all need to share that Kaylin would fuck marry all of it. She would be down to do whatever she'd asked of her.
She said, I'll do whatever you'll let me do. That's okay.
I'd put her on a date.
Really? I think I'd marry her. She's giving off the same vibes as Ayaka. I'm just like, you really? Just she just looks so divine to me. She's divine.
Yeah, but she's not soft like this. She's like a war isn't she like a military captain?
She's a war general. I do think that Ayaka, like, as a wife, is better than Kokomi in every way. But Kokomi is very, very pretty, just like Ayaka is. Maybe she's not wife material, but, like, she's so pretty that it'd feel a disgrace not to marry her.
Okay. Next, we have Toma.
I'd go on one date.
I would go on a date. And you know what? If he asked nicely, I'd go on a second date.
Yeah, because, you know, he's going to take you to the best restaurant you've never been to before. You're going to have a thrilling conversation, but, you know, I'm just not going to be able to get past it.
Exactly. Up next.
What are you doing with this one, Mariah?
I'm not going to lie. Before I saw character designs and later in the game, he would have been marriage material.
I agree.
Despite him being a literal idiot.
That's the worst part about.
Sorry, what's his name again? My brain just blanked. I was like, the audience doesn't know his name.
Arataki Ito.
Thank you, Ito. I would have married him in a heartbeat. I would have enjoyed the like immaturity of his sense of humor and everything. But now knowing what I know.
Just fuck. Yep.
Just fuck. That's it. Like I just don't think I could get budge past that now, knowing his character as much as I know him.
My Virgo has gotten such an ick from his personality.
Yes.
His personality. He's so hot. They ruined such a hot design. I like to think that he has a different personality. That's how much I hate it.
He's like a crybaby too. Like, oh my god, I wouldn't be able to do it.
Yup, nope. You know who else we forgot about? Leeway, bro? I'm sorry, bro. That okay. Medical guy. Go all the way to the right.
Oh, yes.
Guy. What you doing, Mariah? What you doing? Be honest.
I'm gonna be honest. I hate to say it. I don't care about him.
I don't care about him either, but I wouldn't kill him because he's got a cool design, so I want nothing to do with him.
I know that people loved him, but I'm sorry.
His aura don't turn me on, so I don't like him. Goru, what you doing with Goru?
I think I'd kill him.
I'd kill him too.
Sorry, dude. It's just not for me.
Design. His personality low-key is giving Link, which is low-key cool. But had they not made him so boring and I hate his outfit, I think I'd like him more.
He is very boring.
Yup. Goro, I got nothing to say about you. Oh my god, Yai Miko, bro. Because she fights so hard with Raiden Shogun, I actually think I could marry her. Like, I actually think that, like, we could have a loving, long relationship and we'd fuck like crazy. But I'd have to be Raiden Shogun for her to do that.
I would just put her in fuck, honestly.
Really? Look how pretty she is. I love beauty. I'm like, you're so pretty, I need to marry you.
Sometimes you're so pretty, I would fuck you.
All right, you know what? Put her in the fuck pile. I mean, I'd marry her, but like we both agree that we'd fuck her, so let's just put her there. Oh my god, this man, dude. What do you think about this man, Ryan?
I haven't accessed him as much as you have in the game. So I'm going based off of character design, the clips I've seen of him, and what I've been told of him. And I would go on a date with him.
So I have two opinions about him. When it comes to the game, I would just go on a date with him. I'm not that crazy about him. But the fan arts of this man, the stories I hear of this man, like the headcanons people come up with this man, are really? So hot. Like, yeah, but I'm just going to keep him on go on a date because when it comes to the game, like, I just don't think... I think they only show his aura to the extent that these fan arts do, like 3 times I've seen. And other than that, he's like kind of just like a calm, boring man. But if they were to play up that, like, think of it as like effortlessly charming. Like when I think of Kaya, I think of someone who's purposely trying to lust you over, but is still clearly doing it correctly. And this man, Kamisato Ayato, he does it effortlessly. Like, he is regal, he is divine,
like, he's genuinely just like that.
He's genuinely just high class, man, and it just is what it is. So he'll stay there for now, but if they were to fix him, I'd put him higher. I'd probably even marry him because he's so great. Kuki,
I'm gonna be what honest, I'd probably kill her.
Damn,
actually, I'd put her in one to do with her.
Yeah, I want nothing to do with her because I think her character kind of cool.
I had to remind myself that she does have a cool character.
Yeah, she got a cool character design, bro. Haizo. What you doing, Haizo?
I have no opinions of Haizo. I would also put him in one, something to do with them.
I'd go on one date with Haizo.
One date?
Yes, his face, he has these two cute little, like, angel kisses underneath his eyes, like, on his cheeks. And he's giving, like, pretty boy when you see a close-up of him. He has these beautiful green eyes. I don't think you can really see how cute he is in this small thing, but he's actually like, he's giving off pretty boy.
Yeah, he is a pretty boy. I will admit that.
He shows his shoulders. I like his halter
he's
top.
He's canonly so. Pretty boy.
So I would go on a date with him. Don't think we'd be, you know, compatible though. Let's
see
if there's
like
any Inazuma characters. That's it for Inazuma.
Yeah.
So. Everything else is Sumeru and stuff. So, Tainari, what you doing in Sumeru with Tainari, man?
I love him. I love him so much. I think he's such a sweetheart. He was also my first 5-star because the Genshin game hates me. I would go on a date with him.
Yeah, I see that.
One date,
yeah. I agree. I just think he's like...
I would go too far to say that we probably would even be kind of compatible, but I would still call it off after one date.
You guys realize you're better as friends and that there's just not enough chemistry because it's exactly. Virgo. It's Virgo friendship for sure. What do you think about Coli? Bro, I want nothing to do with her, bro.
You know what? I agree because they play her up as like a child in the game. They act like she doesn't know how to live her life.
She literally has a personality as one of the children in the game. I hate it. But her design's cool, but I don't want anything to do with her.
Okay, my boy Sino. Let me give you the sales pitch here.
Yeah, give me a sales pitch because, you know, I have my opinions.
I originally was like, I don't know if I even want anything to do with Sino. Like, because he wouldn't want anything to do with me. Right. But I think that Sino has the potential to give me a toxic on-again, off-again relationship.
You know why? Because he's emotionally distant.
Yes. I hate to be the toxic person that loves that.
I like to earn my love. What can I say? Yeah, I think he'd be a good...
I love the chase.
I love the chase. Make me chase you forever. Yeah, I think that's point blank period. There's nothing else to say about him. I think that makes sense. And he's hot. Yeah. Imagine man, like if they gave him one of the cool man models, like he would be top 5 hottest man characters in the game.
100% he would, man.
Yup.
Okay, Candace.
So, when it comes to Candace, I think she's hot. I think she's really smart. I like look up to her, respect her. So for me, I couldn't just fuck her and not feel bad. I think I'd have a toxic relationship with her because I think she actually would be non-committal. I think she is so focused on her own studies and stuff and like protecting her little village that she'd be like, I can't commit to you right now. Not because I'm not a romantic person, but because I just don't have the time, so leave me alone. And then I'd be like, wow, like this businesswoman, this amazing lady, like I want to be with her. I think that's what I would be for Candace because Daya like literally flirts with Candace and she's like, I'm a nun, leave me alone, girl. And Daya's like, one day you and I, man, you know. So I think she'd be in the
bad. Because I agree with that. Like I think she would just not have time for me. She'd be like, Mariah, you're just too much.
Like she wouldn't be leading me on in the sense of like a level 10 fuckboy. She'd be like, I'm just kind of busy, man. Like, yeah. You know, don't get too attached.
Or like she'd probably give me a chance for a minute and then just be like, you're too needy, Mariah. And I'd be like, damn.
Damn. And she's so pretty. I think she'd mesmerize me with her heterochromy mm-hmm. eyes and I'd be fucked up forever. So.
Okay, next up.
I think I'd go on a date with Nilou. But I would not, it would not go anywhere else. I just think she's pretty.
I feel like we'd have like a really cool, like spiritual conversation about life or something. And I'd be like, that was so cool. And then I wouldn't text her again.
Yeah. I think at the end, I'd be like, I don't have any romantic chemistry with you. Like, I just think you're a good person and we had a good combo, but like, there's no chemistry at all, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Sorry, Nilou. Layla, what you doing with Layla?
I think in like the not toxic form, I would have an on again, off again relationship with her, and it'd be like, it'd almost be like a sneaky link.
Really? I don't think so. Layla's like really introverted and really quiet. I don't even think I'd go on a date with her. Like, I think I'd want nothing to do with her. Not because I think she's really socially awkward.
And then let me sales pitch just fucking her one time.
I can see that because she's very pretty, but how are you going to treat her with respect after? Because she's clearly not someone who's going to fuck casually. So what are you going to do?
I think maybe she would just once. And then she'd be like, that wasn't for me.
Aw, so you're going to have sex with her and then make her feel bad about it afterwards?
No, I wouldn't actually. I'd go on a date with her.
I'd go on a date with her and I'd think about what it'd be like to have sex with her, but I'd respect her boundaries and I wouldn't. That's where she goes.
Like, I would probably, like, in, like, the least toxic form, be like, I'm going on a date with this hot girl. Like, who knows how it's going to end? And then afterwards, I'd be like, guys, we didn't do anything. She was really cute, though. Really sweet.
Yeah, you know, we don't want the same stuff, and it's just not going to work, you know?
Yeah.
The Wanderer.
Exactly. I mean, he is the definition of toxic on again, off again.
Yeah, like, but can I
do it for me. I just think his personality would want that.
Can I do it forever?
Can I do it forever?
I love The Wanderer so much. I was like, put him in the fuck line, but then I was like, he would be toxic. So he basically goes into both lines for me. I'd be fucking him and go on and off again, and I'd be begging to be with him, and he'd be like,
begging.
I'd be begging.
What's his call? His little catch line.
He said, "Bow your head," and then he says other things. Elemental lines.
I hate when I search things and it should make sense.
Wander, and his name's Wanderer, man.
Oh.
Like with an A. Wanderer. So do an ER extra. Oh, there you go. See, they fixed it for you.
Know your place. Bow your head.
Oh, know your place, literally.
You're like begging for one more. You're like, let's hit it one more but one time. He's like, know your place.
He's like, you know I don't do that. You know I don't get close to people. And I'd be like, but you could get close to me.
You dare gaze upon me.
Yes.
Yes, yes. Okay. Up next, Farzan.
Man. But I want nothing to do with her. It's like when you meet a cute girl. If you look at everybody in that list, there's really not a lot of cuties in the want nothing to do with them. But she's one of those cuties that you're like, I just have no desire. I don't like your personality. I don't have chemistry with you. But you're cute. And that's it.
And that's
like,
it.
Cute, like a little teddy bear cute.
Yeah, I agree. Okay.
Oh, what are we doing with this one?
This is where I start to sweat. Things get a little harder around here. Hold on. You know, if I'm gonna be honest,
He's not gonna marry you, man. He's gonna marry Kaveh.
Say that to me.
Put him in the fuck line, man. But like,
I've been more than once until he was taken.
Would he be in the toxic though? Because you want to be with him and he just won't. You know.
But that's the thing, is I don't know if the on again off again part applies to him.
Yeah, maybe he's in the fuck line where he commits to you for a little bit, but then eventually breaks up with you for Kaveh.
Yeah, like, but I would try so hard, Kinsey.
Yeah, you'd be like, please, I'll change. Like, I'll do anything.
Like, I don't even like men like this for real, but if I'll Hate Them was real, I'd be a straight woman.
I would swear off all women.
I would.
Yeah.
I would.
Yeah, he's so pretty. But you know what it is for me, Ryan? When a man is both equally feminine, beautiful, and masculine, manly to me, it's like I get the best of both worlds. That I'm like, oh yeah, I would swear off women for this man, when really he's like half woman, half man to me, really. I feel like I'm getting what I like from both kinds of people. So when I look at Al Haytham, to me, he feels like a pretty boy, like Sasuke pretty boy face with a masculine ass body. And I'm like, yup. Yeah, that's why I'd swear off women. I got the best of both worlds.
Yeah. And then if I flip the coin to the next option here.
Yeah.
This is where I swear off men completely and I'm a lesbian now.
Always forget that you love Daya. It's Al Haytham, Daya, and Shen He. So what's it going to be? Daya or Shen He?
Oh, well, first of all, I put her in toxic on again, off again, because I feel like you and I share the same understanding of who Day is as a person. Correct me if I'm wrong.
Oh, yeah, she flirts with tons of women in the game. And she's okay. Just going around as a mercenary, not committing to anyone.
I, obviously, if you look on simply where I placed them, right? Al Haytham is in fuck, Day is in toxic again, on again, off again, and Shen He is in Mary. So by that factor, I'd have to go with Shen He when you corner me and ask me between the three, Kinsey.
Well, because this is what would happen. First, you meet Daya. She leads you on. You have a really good time with her. Best sex up to date with her, right? And then she leaves you, breaks your heart. Okay? You go on a little self-moment journey of, like, self-development, healing from what Daya just did to you. And you're a little closed off. Al Haytham gains your trust. You really like how he's a private person. You guys get really close. Y'all actually develop, like, a mini romantic relationship. And by mini, I mean because he eventually breaks up with you because it wasn't deep enough to stay long-term. But y'all fuck, he gives you even better sex because there's that emotional connection, right? Mm-hmm. So after I'll Hate Them, you're so fucked up. You're like, oh my God, what am I going to do?
Meru. Like, my heart is devastated.
Your heart is devastated. You're like, I want the commitment, but I want the chemistry and I want the good fuck. What am I going to do? Like, I just had these two people. I wasn't good enough for I'll Hate Them emotionally. But, like, clearly I wasn't good enough for Daya for whatever fuck reason it is, because she's a whore, bro. So then you go to Lia Way to find yourself, and you run into Shen He, where the chemistry off the charts, the romance off the charts, like, the trust off the charts. She brings you peace, like you said, bro. And she's beautiful. So you marry her. And that's how it goes. So.
Yeah. You're not wrong, Kizzy. These headcanons are too good.
It happened in that order, and, like, there'd be time in between each one because it has to happen. You have to heal, basically, from each one.
Damn.
Yeah.
I think I just got my heart broken.
Well, I have to pick a story for me. I don't think
yours.
All right, Kaveh. What are you doing, Kaveh? Man, I'm fucking that man.
Dude,
dude, I just said I liked pretty boys, man. He's technically, by prettier, I mean he's more feminine than I'll Hate Them. So, like, I think Kaveh's literally gorgeous. Like, I'd have sex with him.
I can't fight you on that one, because you're right. I put him in that same category. I think my immediate reaction...
No, he wouldn't want me, but I'd want him.
I think my immediate reaction would be like, I can't put you in fuck when I just put I'll Hate Them in fuck, right? Like...
Yeah, just imagine you fucked Kaveh at, like, a party one night and y'all forgot about it. Then you run into I'll Hate Them. You date I'll Hate Them. It doesn't work out. And then he leaves you for Kaveh. Like, you fucked both the people that are together. Like, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
That'd be funny.
Okay, all right, so this girl, I got nothing on her.
Her name's Kirara. She's a cat girl. I would go on one date with her because I think she's pretty. Her personality isn't the best. But it's not as annoying as some of the ones below it, in my opinion.
Okay, support that.
You know what? Scratch that. I want nothing to do with her. I just remembered something, an interaction with her, and I don't think I could actually go on a date with her.
Just kidding. Okay, next is Lenny.
What do you think, Mariah?
But nothing to do with him and his top hat magic have an ass.
Me either. Okay. Lynette, though? I would go on a date with her. I don't think I could marry her because she seems, like, incredibly traumatized. And I'm not sure what our chemistry would be like. But it'd be one of those dates where I'm like, I find her really pretty and really attractive. And I almost wished it would have worked out because there's other things I like about her. Mm-hmm. But we just don't really get along. Like, we just kind of exist to each other. Kind of like Ganyu. I'm like, oh, you're cool. We just aren't compatible.
Okay, up next... Please say his name, because you know I can't.
Fremenet. What do you think about Fremenet?
He probably wants nothing to do with me, but I would get one date out of him.
One date, yeah. See if it worked out, but probably wouldn't.
He would tell me some sappy story about why we wouldn't work out, and then the date would end.
It'd kind of be like an awkward ending. You'd be like, oh. Poor Fremenet. All right, Nuvillette.
You tell me about Nuvillette.
Nuvillette, bro. See, I have my opinions. In the game, I think he's hot. I think that, like, he's powerful. He holds a place in power. I think I'd have a toxic relationship with him in the game because he works so much. And he wouldn't be the partner I need. But then when I see the edits of him with Fiorina and how gentle he is with women... and stuff like that, I'd want to marry him. So, like, if he could change his whole work habit schedule, I'd marry him, just like Zhongli, man. I like him.
We'll put him in marry. I think he's a proper man.
Yeah, I think for the right woman, he'd stop working so much. He'd have a healthier work-life schedule. Put that man in fuck, Ryan.
Put that man in fuck. Mr. Worcestershire sauce himself.
I want to argue that I think Worcestershire sauce, out of all these people in this entire line, fucks the best.
I would say out of all everyone here, he's like down to fuck. Like, he like casually fucks the most out of everyone on this list.
He's a Scorpio Mars.
He is a Scorpio Mars.
Okay. You know?
Good for him.
I love him. He's so hot.
Okay, up next.
What do you think about Fiorina?
I think she would make a wonderful wife.
Yeah, I actually think she went through a lot of development, and she did so much for her country that you'll see. Mm-hmm. It's like, wow, you're a devoted partner. I ship her and her new Valette so bad, bro. So bad. Together.
That's mom and dad.
I'm like, that's mother and father, you know?
Okay. Oh, also, I don't want to do the... What the hell?
The new characters?
The new characters yet, because I don't know anything about them.
You don't want to do them at all? Why don't we make up fake headcanons for them, based off of their appearance alone?
This next character, I don't know who this is, though.
That's Charlotte. She's a photographer from Fontaine. I don't want anything to do with them.
Makes sense.
I wouldn't even go on a date with them. Oh my god, Navia?
Navia.
What would you do, Mai? You know enough about her to make an opinion.
I feel like what I was going to say would make me sound not appropriate.
What would you do? Tell me.
I see no use of her, but she's very attractive.
Okay, because
so I would put her in fog.
I would marry her, but I think that she still fits in the fuck area because she's so gorgeous. She has a lot of charisma, and she gives off Taylor Swift vibes. So, she's a celebrity to me. All right, since you have Gun Girl, I want you to make an opinion about her.
I don't have a girl. I guess I do. Bro, I want nothing to do with her. Actually, I'd go on one date with her. I feel like she'd intrigue me enough if she asked me to go on a date, I would say yes.
Yeah, she's like kind of weird. You're like, I kind of want to know what you're like. And then you meet her and you're like, I like you. All right, I forget this next girl's name. It starts with a CH. It's like Chihiro or something. I'm not sure. She's
a tailor with the scissors.
Yeah, she's a seamstress from Inazuma, but she lives in Fontaine. She's Two Swords. What do you think about her?
I want nothing to do with her.
Oh my god. I think she's lovely.
She's actually really pretty. I would go on a date with her.
Yeah, I dare her. I don't know enough about her personality to say that if I'd marry her yet.
I don't remember what her art looked like.
She is gorgeous. Oh my god. Clorand. I think Clorand's a great person. I'd marry her, dude. Her personality is so, heart of gold and so protective. Like, if she had a little bit more of a shitty personality, I'd put her in the fuck or in the toxic on and off again. I genuinely think she's one of those loyal Scorpio friends, so I'd marry her.
You only because I haven't gotten to that part of the game.
Yeah, she's really great. Sethos. I want nothing to do with that man.
Sorry. I actually, the second he was dropped, I had no interest in him. I mean, I liked that his story really tied to Sinos. Like, I heard all that, but I didn't really care to get to know him.
Yeah, he's just boring, bro. For real boring. His elemental air bone arrow skill, though, is really cool. It looks like a galaxy. Emily, bro, kill that bitch. Off with her head.
Emily? Her name's Emily?
Mm-hmm.
That's disgusting.
We lost the most beautiful, perfumed-ass bitch, yep. Emily. I'm so sad. All right. We can do Arlecchino first if you want to. Or I guess she's part of the Fatui, so why don't we wait for that? I just know that she's actually in the game, playable. So, Mulani, I want to hear your opinions about each three of these characters, and you decide where you'd go based off of fake headcanons. Like, what do they look like? Okay. Judge them, stereotype them. I don't care.
What's the first one's name?
Mulani. She's a Hydro character.
She gives me, the same vibes as, this group that we put on Go on a Date. Very cute. Yeah. Very nice. I would go on a date with her. That's probably it. I don't really care for her character design as much. Your thoughts, opinions?
No, I agree. I think she gives off the vibe of Ganyu and Lumina and stuff. Like, she's sweet. She's not ugly, but, I just don't think I think you're too sweet for me. I think I need somebody that's mean to me. And that's
too sweet by Ozier mentioned.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, next guy. What's his name?
I don't even remember this dude's name.
He's currently on the banner right now, actually.
He starts as an X. Genshin
No, that's not. What is the place called?
Natlin. I think it starts with an X. Oh, no, Kanish. I was wrong. His name's Kanish.
Let me look at him some more. I feel like I have I'm no better than a man opinion of him, but let me look at him again. His body build isn't a man, though, right?
It's not a man.
He doesn't look like this.
No, it's like a Zhao body.
As of right now, because I don't know anything about his personality, I would say go on a date.
Yeah. Yeah. I think I don't know enough about his personality. I've seen him in a few quest lines, and he gives off Zhao energy, very like quiet, distant. So I could see myself finding him really attractive, but his gecko eyes are low key scaring me, and I'm not really into that.
Fair.
Where are you putting her, Raya?
What's her name again?
I don't remember. Natalie's so new to me, man.
I know.
Zeal. Oh, this is the X name. So it's Xylonen. I don't know how to say it though. Jaguar goddess. Oh my gosh, she's so hot.
That seems wrong.
How do you pronounce it?
Xylonen?
Okay, so Xylonen. Where are you putting her?
Only because I don't know if she falls into the toxic type. I'm gonna put her in fuck.
Yeah.
All day, all night.
All day, all night, unprotected.
Yeah, like...
She's beautiful!
What's that meme? Something, something, for last name, something, something, location, something, something.
I don't remember, but she's, like, so gorgeous. I love her short, like, voluminous hair. I love it.
I haven't done this yet because she's new.
Well, let's see what we got.
They really missed out not making her brown.
I know, she's already so hot. It's like it would just be better.
Okay, let me take this shit to Twitter real quick. I'll cut this from the podcast because they don't need to be just us watching the screen, but I'm already on the mindset.
Twitter is the best place to be, man.
She deserved to be brown. They made her whiter in this one.
Damn, they really, like, made it worse. She would have looked so cool with, like, an afro, too, though.
Okay, well, I'm on the hunt now. If anyone could find better fan art of her, please send it to the podcast Twitter. Post credit depth. Please, thanks, because this is not it. Anyways, yes. That's where I would put her. Like you said, day and night, unprotected.
She's beautiful. She's amazing. Also, why are, like, when you really see just the fact that she's only a few shades darker and you look at just how pale each Genshin character is, you're like, damn, y'all, like, paper, like, ghostly, like, she's what's going
brown.
On?
She's supposed to be canonly, like, brown.
Canons, I wish they'd make, like, first of all, they need darker characters than Canons, but Canons is, like, look at her skin. Why couldn't we have made at least everybody in Sumeru? Look at Kaya! Like, why can't we just make them all darker? I don't understand.
Yeah, was he in Go on a Date?
Yeah, I think I'm gonna put him in the Nothing to Do With, yeah. Alright, Fatui now.
Okay, so let's start with this girl.
I'm sorry, I never felt anything towards Senora. Like,
you know who felt things towards Senora?
Kaylin.
Kaylin felt a lot of things towards her.
Yeah, she loved her ass, bro.
You know what? I want nothing to do with her.
Yeah, I just put her in the nothing to do with pile. Like, when I first saw her, I was like, okay, like, sexy woman in the sense of, like, she's very promiscuous and stuff, but she's just not my type. I think she's kind of like Gemini vibes, and I don't like that.
You know what, Kinsey? You hit the nail on the coffin.
Thank you. Thank you.
Next, a doctor.
What do you say? Who do we have next?
The doctor.
Oh, yeah, the doctor. In his arts, I actually want to fuck him, but in the game, I did not. So you can put him in the fuck pile for now.
I simply from his art. I remember when his art was dropped, I told you, I was like, who's that hot guy? And then his gameplay came out, and I was like,
ew. Who is that man?
You know, I was obsessed with him. That first leak of the Fatui sitting at the table, I was like, I want that one with the mask. And Kaylin was like, I think you have a mask fetish, Mariah.
Okay, which one do you want to talk about next?
Arlecchino.
Honestly, I'd fuck her first. I'm not even thinking about marriage right now. Like,
you said I am no better than a man right now.
Yeah, like just throw her up in there, bro. Maybe
I would put her in toxic on again, off again.
Oh yeah, see, I was so one track minded. I didn't think about the realism. You said
I was only thinking about her and her body. That was it.
That was no better than a man.
I support it. It's okay. Okay, Kinsey, give me a rundown of these remaining, because I don't know any of them.
I barely know nothing, so let me just tell you.
Okay. So I'll go based on vibes on this man right alone. I'd fuck him.
Yep. I know nothing about this man, even though I should. But I've seen art of him, this pose specifically as well. I think he's so hot, I'd fuck him right out the gate. Right out the gate. And he has this,
I don't even know anything.
Oh, he's a villain and he's super powerful from what I've heard, but he has this like sweet demeanor that clearly shouldn't be trusted, but like he plays it so well. Like I trust him. I'm like, damn, I'm so into you. You're probably gonna kill me, and I think it's so hot. So yeah, he goes to the fuck aisle. Miss Nun Girl right there at the bottom. I've heard that she's very powerful. I don't find her attractive. I want nothing to do with her. Like you can just put her in the row of I want nothing to do with you. I could change my mind when she comes out, but, like, I don't know. I don't like her, the visuals I've seen so far. Mr. Golem Man, kill him, bro. He's ugly. I don't care. I'm sure he's got no riz to change my mind. Oh, my God. My dad needs to, like, leave me alone. Okay. Now, Columbina, which is that girl leaning with her head down. I heard, you saw in the leaks that she's supposed to be a necromancer. I think she has potential to be incredibly pretty and attractive. So I would put her, let's see here. I can't marry her because I don't know her.
Let's just go on a date for now. Let's get to know her.
I haven't even seen her whole face, but I think she's got a lot of potential to be a really cool, hot necromancer.
So I agree.
I would eventually put her in the fuck aisle, I think. And depending on how toxic she is, could put her in the toxic one, right? Mr. Man on the right, he just dropped a Natlin. I have not
seen Iron Giants.
No, I have not seen him without his mask. But the way he came into,
but
I'd fuck him, bro. The way he walked into the Murata fight, or I don't know how to say the Pyrogun's name. He is so hot. His vibe is so hot. Put
this
him in the
book,
bro.
Says I have a mask fetish right here because I have nothing to go off of with that man.
Yeah, well, when you see the scene of him fighting the Pyro Archon, like, he's crazy. He's so hot.
He looks so good here.
I know, he's such a cutie.
Is this him? The captain?
Yeah.
Why isn't Sandrone the puppet in there?
I don't know. But look at that little nun girl. Oh, is she part of it? Yeah, she appears to be always engrossed in her research, so she's the puppet. That's her, not. That's just her puppet with her. Okay, yeah, so.
Oh, I don't know. That man is the last one.
Scroll down. Like, I don't even know who that last guy is.
Who is that? Oh.
Oh, the Jester. He's supposed to be, like, the head dude.
First Fatui.
He's the very first member of the Fatui who only shows up during important occasions. His actual achievements are unknown. It seems that he prefers to work in the background. He has recruited several harbingers.
Don't I give him? Based on that description alone.
Toxic. Because he likes to work in the shadows.
Yeah, because he's toxic.
Yeah. I believe it.
You know what, Kinsey? We did pretty good. That's a pretty even list. You know what? I'm not surprised by the amount of people we'd marry from the Genshin universe is very minimal.
Well, yeah, because a lot of them got some, like, either they're too young or they're hella toxic. Like, we even had toxic people in the fuck category that we were like, they're not toxic enough, though.
Like, I think fucking bad people are part of character development sometimes.
Yeah. But then there's the people that, like, lead you on, bro. That's the toxic.
Yeah, audience. Yeah, exactly. Like, I'm sorry, Worcestershire sauce is leading me on every time.
Yeah. But I like it. The yeah. ones in the row where they're leading me on, there's only a few of them where I choose to hurt myself, and that's Raiden Shogun, that's Arlecchino, Daya, and that Xylo Nen girl. I think the... Oh, wait, and the Wanderer, I'm sorry. Those people... I'll do it again. For you, it's Beto. You know, we said Kuching was leading us on because she just doesn't want to accept that we don't have the chemistry that we need.
Yeah, it's not like a toxic. It's not like a bad lead on. It's
I okay. don't even have the emotional intelligence, and Canids just don't have the time. So, like, yeah. is that really toxic, or is that just them being ignorant? You know?
Yeah. No, I agree. I think this is a good list.
Very, very funny list. I love how the people we married are such put-together people. Like, they're not people that really have, like, intense personalities.
I mean, Furious. What you expect out of it, you know? You know yeah. what you're signing yourself up for in that marriage.
Yeah.
But, Kinsey, I enjoyed our breakdown of the Genshin universe for the first time, and this is the first time I'm introducing it to the podcast by asking which characters you'd fuck, marry, and kill. So I hope our listeners really enjoy that.
Yeah, I hope we grab the attention of some Genshin people and see what they think. We will accept hate as well,
you know? Yeah, we will. We enjoy it. It's that controversial of a place, and we love that.
Yeah, like, we're just doing this for fun, so it's okay if you disagree with anything we said. You know, I know there's characters I like that a lot of people don't like, so, you know,
I'll take the
I'll take the L.
I'm what also not well versed in Genshin, so say whatever you want. I'm well enough, but not like a pro, you know.
I wouldn't even consider myself a pro anymore. I don't even know exactly what's going on. There's so much stuff going on in this damn game.
Well, we'll talk to the listeners next time as a trio.
That's right. See you guys later.
Bye.
Bye.
I have to get Craig to stop.